Queenslanders go to the polls this Saturday in a close-run and unpredictable election. One Nation is shaping to be the defining force in its home state, tipped to win as many as 6 seats. The LNP are the only likely partners for One Nation. The incumbent Labor Palaszczuk government is pledging to win outright or not at all.
I do not share One Nation values. I will go into opposition rather then be confronted with the values of One Nation.
Professor Anne Tiernan is from the Centre for Governance and Public Policy at Griffith University. Professor Tiernan, thank you for your time. Why is the election so close?
Oh, hi, Patricia. Well, it is extremely close and very difficult to predict. Well, Queensland is always volatile. We've had the very big swings in 2012 that sort of washed out the Labor government of Anna Bligh, and then the huge shift in 2015, throwing out the Newman government. And so we've had a minority parliament since then. What makes it so unpredictable this time is that we've had a redistribution, a very significant redistribution, an increase in the numbers in our unicameral chamber from 89 to 93 seats. And we've got the reintroduction of compulsory preferential voting. So it's a real wild card on just so many fronts.
Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk reckons she's the underdog, but some polls have Labor in front. How do you read it?
Oh, it's very close. And, you know, I increasingly say that, you know, no one can predict anything in politics anymore. And I think the Queensland election is going to be just so difficult to predict. It's obviously very close. You know, both parties have run a pretty lackluster campaign, and there's not a lot of love for either of the major parties, I don't think. You know, we've seen a lot of attention on One Nation, and particularly on Pauline Hanson, who, of course, you know, we keep reminding people's not running in the Queensland election. She's here doing a lot of campaigning, though. Look, I think there's just so much volatility around with the economy here, you know, particularly in the north, and, you know, just some really difficult structural shifts that are going on that are making people very dissatisfied.
How much is this election about the geography of the state? And I suppose I could ask that at any Queensland election, you know, the regional versus metro, you know, Brisbane versus the north.
Yeah, well, look, this, you know, I mean, it's not telling you anything you don't know, Patricia, that, you know, Queensland has always, you know, back pre-federation, where the debates were about whether we should have 3 states. It is just enormously spatially differentiated. And, you know, we're the only state that has as much of the population living outside the capital and surround. So what goes on in the southeast, I actually think, is potentially the most interesting. There's been huge focus on the regions, as, you know, there always is, and particularly with the threat of One Nation picking up seats in and around Townsville and probably Bundaberg, some of those seats. But the southeast is where the most seats are and where the really interesting contests are going to be on Saturday night. And we're sort of expecting, to the extent that we can predict, and, you know, we can't, but, you know, we're really expecting some seats to change hands between the two major parties. So that's And the flow of preferences, of course, we haven't had that since the early 1990s. So how do we follow, you know, how do we assess the two-party preferred? There's lots of strange things that are going to go on. Some people have been describing it as sort of, you know, 93 little by-elections, almost as many as you might have in the federal parliament, maybe.
And, of course, Anastasia Palaszczuk has said she doesn't want to govern with One Nation. If she doesn't deliver enough seats for a majority, and it looks more likely that she could cobble something together with One Nation. Do you expect she'd revisit that, or would Queensland go back to an election?
Don't forget, she's been in minority government for the 2.5 years that she's been in power. So in 2015, Labor got more seats, 44, in the then 89-seat parliament, to the LNP's 42. It's probably easier for Labor to get more seats. And the Katters were with whom she formed government and with the independent Peter Wellington. So, you know, it's going to be very interesting. If One Nation picks up 6, you know, the LNP will sort of see what happens. At some level, it's probably easier for Anastasia Palaszczuk to form a minority government. She said she won't do it with One Nation. I guess we'll have to see how the Katters go. They're running candidates in a number of seats as well. There's some independents, some pretty high-profile independents running in certain seats. And, you know, we've got some new seats that don't have sitting members. So it'll be, you know, it'll be interesting to see.
And the Adani mine has been a point of difference between Labor and the LNP. And I think some interesting views coming out on this. I saw some interesting comments from the audience in the Sky People Forum where, you know, really didn't appear that the mine was as popular as perhaps the LNP would like us to think. What's the case?
Well, look, this is right, but and it's such a contentious issue, and we've seen actually in the last couple of days the question of you know, the Adani mine's impact on groundwater in some of the surrounding areas on agriculture. So I think, you know, a terrible dilemma of jobs in regional Queensland, it really weighs on all the parties. But the you know, the loan has under NAIF has been very contentious, and that sort of was a dilemma for the Premier earlier in the campaign. So, you know, I'm just not sure, though, that the sentiment hasn't shifted a bit on Adani. And the other thing we don't know is how are federal issues and a lot of the tensions and dilemmas in the coalition federally going to play out in the Queensland election. Just really, really hard to know.
Yeah, that's right.
So I know I sound like it's like, oh, well, anything could happen. Pretty much anything could happen, but I'd be watching on Saturday night what's happening in the southeast. I think that, you know, for everything that's been said, I think it's going to be this potential, you know, there's a lot of seats on narrow margins because of both the redistribution, but because of the real volatility of both 2012 and 15.
And just
so we've got some really interesting legacy issues there.
And just very briefly, the marriage postal survey caused a wave of new young voters to help, you know, join the electoral roll. Now they're all voters. Is that going to have any impact, you reckon?
Look, I reckon it could, and particularly in the southeast. So huge numbers of young people sort of flooded onto the roll for the same-sex marriage survey. Queensland didn't vote the way, you know, people would have expected Queensland to vote. You know, the sort of the conservative vote or the no vote was sort of bigger in New South Wales than it was here. So in those, and this is why I think the southeast is potentially really interesting, women and young people, you know, could be a really decisive audience. The parties haven't been talking to either of them. They've been chasing the One Nation demographic, who are often older, you know, men who are affected by these kind of structural adjustments. So we've had a huge huge increase in pre-poll voting as well. So, just lots and lots of different dynamics. But, you know, I think at this stage, you know, either a hung parliament or, you know, Labor might just eke over the line, you know, although they had a bit of a setback yesterday with one of their sort of rogue MPs who did a bit of a stunt with Pauline Hanson. So we'll just have to see how all these different weird things that often happen in a Queensland campaign start to manifest.
Well, I'm getting my popcorn out. I love an election night. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks very much.
Professor Anne Tiernan is from the Centre for Governance and Public Policy at Griffith University. This is RN Drive.